And you're listening to Bay FM 100.3. And on the line I have with me this morning Jefferson the Clown. Jefferson, thanks for getting out of your warm bed so early to come and have a chat with us here at Bay FM.
That's okay. That's my first time talking on the radio here in Australia.
Oh, fabulous. Well, welcome. A very big welcome. And you're in Australia with Ashton Circus, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Have you had your coffee yet?
Yes, I have. As we speak now, I'm having my coffee. It's nice and cold this morning, so nice hot coffee this morning is great.
I actually wanted to ask you, you don't speak in the show as a clown, is that right?
Not really. As a performing, I don't speak as much, but when the kids come around on the show, then I speak to them. We're having fun, making a lot of jokes.
How long have you been with the circus?
So I grew up in a circus, yes, back at home in Brazil. Yeah, my family do have circus in Brazil, so we've been traveling around the whole world as a kid.
Wow. And so traveling around the whole world as a child, and were you always a clown, even as a child?
Even as a child, yes. My first performance was being a clown as a kid.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 3 years old when I did my first performance.
Well, I think you're a natural clown at two, aren't you?
Yeah, it all comes from, like, childbirth.
So, how many clowns are actually in the Ashton Circus?
On the Ashton Circus, the one that get paid, just one, just me.
Oh, so you're the only clown. Oh, well, you're the only one that gets to have lots of fun.
Yes.
What do you love about...
clowns.
Sorry?
As many clowns at the circus, but the one that getting paid is just me.
Okay. So what do you love about being a clown?
Being a clown, every time I open the curtain, I see this kid sitting around clapping and cheering, like just to see the smile on their face, it's so good.
So yeah. What about...
Even the adults, yes.
Yeah, so I know that you probably make hundreds of kids laugh, but do you make kids cry as well?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But this is all because of the scary movies with the clowns.
Right. Yeah, that's very true, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of kids get scared of clowns, but they do try to make it to the circus. And then I love that because they're trying to break into that fear of the clown. But when they see me, I'm a lovely clown. When they come to me, they talk to me, and they, like, don't have that fear anymore.
Oh, that's really good. Do you actually get some photos with the kids at the circus when they come?
Yes, an intermission. So every show on an intermission, I'll be at the front talking to the kids, taking photos, and trying to break their fear of the clowns, you know?
That's really cool. So I also know something else that happens with you at the circus, and I know that you're a globe rider as well. So
yes, I am.
Okay, so can we also have a quick chat to you about the globe riding?
Of course, yes.
So how did the idea originate to put a few motorbikes in a cage and start riding around the globe?
That idea it came from my father.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was 13 years old when I first rode a motorbike.
Uh-huh.
And was like, oh, you're doing pretty good. Let's put you on the circus, on the big circle ball thing. And then, yeah, you're going to ride in there. Because when I was riding my motorbike as a clown, I was riding too fast.
Okay.
You know, going away, and then he put me inside the globe just to ride them around so I wouldn't go away.
Right, so you started kind of singular where you were just in the globe on your own. How did the others get added?
So as all become starting as a kid is very different for as a different person when you're learning.
Right. So you start as a child, and then you have to, like, get the accuracy and the timing. And what other skills might you need to learn to be so consistent in the globe?
It all depends. Every person is different. Balance, dizziness. You got to get to that breaking point of the dizziness. Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you ride, it can get like, because you're going around in circles, in circle, it can get like really dizzy. This is when you lose balance in like direction, and when accidents can happen.
You'd have to be pretty good on the clutch too, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Especially on the brake.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, how many of you were already bike riders, or did everybody sort of start learning as a child and then just improve as you went along?
So, in here on the show, we have two bike riders. That's myself and Omo.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been riding together for now for over 2 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And can we get photos with the Globe and the motorbikes and you guys, like, after the show or during intermission as well, or is that after?
After the show. So after the show, everyone can line up on the right side of the circus stand, and then everyone, all the kids, all the family can join in and take a photo inside the Globe with the motorbike.
Oh, okay. So that sounds fabulous. So the circus, you guys are in Capalaba starting this Friday, I think, the 15th of August. So, you know, and I think it's a really good place to go, especially for those kids that can't get to the Ekka, and it gets really expensive at the Ekka as well. So I know you guys have a few Ekka things there. What can you tell me a little bit about them?
Oh, yes, we have the girls that do the stunt on the lira and on the silks. We have the trapeze, we have the hand balancer, contortionist, and the clown, and the main act on the show, that's the Globe, the motorbikes guys.
Okay, but before I get into the show, at like the Ekka, you've got Dagwa dogs, a few things like the Ekka there, show bags or something.
Yes, we do have. We have the show bags, we have hot dogs, we have Dagwa dogs, we have like fried chips, hot coffee. Everything you can find at Ekka, you can find in here.
So are your Ekka Dagwa dogs, you know, as good as the Ekka, your Dagwa dogs at your circus? Because I know everybody loves a Dagwa at the Ekka.
Yes, definitely. You have to try it.
I'm actually going to come and try it. I'll be there actually this Saturday. I think I'm coming in, and I look forward to getting some photos done with you all actually. So yes, I'll be totally with you to say hi, Jefferson, because we haven't met yet, and look forward to seeing you there. Okay, what else have we got at the circus that we can look forward to?
So we have shows on a Friday night, our opening night on a Friday.
And is that at 7 o'clock?
Yes, it will be 7 p.m.
Right.
Doors will be open for 6 o'clock, so everyone can come in early, have the hot dog, Dagwa dog, make sure that everyone will have their popcorn. And then 7 p.m. we start the show with all the clown, the juggling, everyone in there.
I actually have been before, and I usually go every year when you come to town because I really do enjoy the show, and I have many photos, and I'm looking forward to getting many more. So I just want to say thank you very much for getting up early this morning and letting us know what's happening at the circus this Friday, the 15th of August in Capalaba.
That's okay. Thank you very much for having us on the radio.
Thanks, Jefferson.
That was my first time talking on the radio.
I know. I'm very proud of you. You did well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. See you, Jefferson.
All right.